Thank you for joining us and welcome to another edition of Answers Network. I'm your host, Alan Cardoza, and this show is going to bring on special guests that can inspire, educate, and in some cases entertain, while bringing answers and options to making our lives happier, healthier, and more successful. And remember, if you can't listen live, go to our website at answers.network and browse through a variety of heartfelt and very enlightening topics. I am confident that this is something that you will find to bring greater joy to your life or those around you. I also have a favor to ask. Please forward at least one of our shows to your social media group and to someone you know who can benefit from a particular subject. This is one powerful way that we can make a positive influence in the world together. And I want to tell you, the subject today is one that I wish that I knew about a couple of years ago, because had I known, I think that it would have been something that my mother would have gone through a lot less pain and agony and such had I known about this and had one of these for her, which we'll talk about in a little bit. Now, for those of you that have been listening, you're sending in questions and comments, and I want you to know that I really appreciate it. So thank you. Keep doing it. We had a question that came in, and this one came in this week, and this one read, "How can I stop judging people?" It says, "My teacher recently lectured us on how bad it is to judge people, and yet she seems to judge constantly, especially those she disagrees with politically or any subject that she's passionate about." This is from Marcus in San Diego. Excuse me. Well, Marcus, I can tell you that one of the things that I believe is by knowing them, by listening to them, and by trying to understand them more, you will find yourself judging people less. And I know that there's a lot more that we could go into in regards to that, but I think if you start with that premise, I think that you will find yourself judging people less, because I know that it works for me. Now, our topic today that I teased you a little bit by mentioning what my mother has gone through is called managing safety, a top priority when caring for people with mobility disabilities. Our guests today are Mike McCormick and Krishna Ramjetan. Mike is a proud veteran, retired firefighter, and successful real estate entrepreneur who found his calling in helping physically injured people with neuromuscular therapy. His passion comes after an unfortunate injury 35 years ago, where doctors had to detach, rebuild, and reattach his leg. It's amazing to me. After many attempts to recover, he found that the best road to recovery is neuromuscular massage. Hence, he became a neuromuscular therapist and started his practice 30 years ago in Huntington Beach, California. Krishna is an electrical engineer who has worked in the linear motion business for over a decade. And within this business, he has worked in a variety of industries, including factory automation, robotics, and the medical industry. Now, while working in the medical industry, he learned of many mobility devices that could have helped his aging family members, including his grandmothers, his father, and his uncle, stay independent much longer. After seeing his family struggle, he then became passionate about finding the best mobility devices out there, or in this case, creating them. So Mike, Krishna, welcome to Answers Network.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Alan, for having us on the show.
Yeah. Now, you know, Mike, after doing that particular introduction, and before we start talking about the incredible bed that you showed me, can you share a little bit about your story and what you went through having your leg rebuilt and reattached?
Well, Alan, okay. So to tell you the whole story is that the same doctor that saved my leg in the trauma unit, which took about 10 hours in surgery, make a long story short, about 3 or 4 months into it, the leg wasn't healing. And I went to his office one day, and he had somebody measure me up for a prosthesis, and he's going to just take off the leg because it wasn't healing. So I decided that was too much of extreme, that once you detach something completely, I'm going to have the prosthesis on. So the bottom line was, I don't know how I come up with this, but I use an electrical stem. I put it on my bone for 2 solid months, and it started healing. So meanwhile, it's been a long time since they even told this story, but so a matter of fact, they never even mentioned this. So when I was in bed with this device, I had this external device in my leg that it was hard for me to move around. If I would have had this bed that I have right now, it would have made my life a lot easier just to get out of bed. I can't mm-hmm. begin to tell you, it was just a challenge just to get out of bed. And this, what we have right now, I wish I would have had it 35 years ago. So the bottom line is that my leg healed, and it took 4 years, and I recovered and did a lot of pool therapy, and that's how I got into the fields, for having my own injuries, especially mm-hmm. the leg. So,
well, and with Krishna, I know that I mentioned a little bit in regards to your family. Share a little bit of that so people understand where the passion comes from. I think so many times people will see a product or something and go, okay, yeah, some big corporate group got together and said, how can we make something? And I want people to understand that this is something that is a passion, either in Mike's case, something he realized that would help himself, and then taking that further, something that he knew would help his clients. And in the same sense for you, that there was a passion. And I think that we get so many great things that are manufactured, produced, or created for us when it comes out of passion or our love for other humans.
Yeah. So for my passion, the watching my family lose their freedom because they couldn't get out of bed by themselves is kind of why I started looking for a product that could help them get out of bed to start their day. So like, if one of the most important parts of your day is getting up in the morning and standing up out of bed and using the restroom or taking a shower or going to get breakfast, so like this bed assists you with that without any issues. So it gently raises you out of the bed. And I like the word that you use, safety, as well. It helps prevent you from falling out of bed too. And it helps if you're being cared for by someone else, it helps them not get injured, you know, because it helps them move you around. So So after seeing a lot of my family members lose their freedom, just because they couldn't get out of bed themselves, they always needed someone else to assist them. I figured, you know, I need to find something to help them out. So, or help future family members out.
Right. Well, what brought the two of you together?
So I was on a stint in LA County, Orange County, for work for just over 2 years. And I like to run and swim and cycle, and I was having issues, and someone in my running club recommended Mike. And I went to Mike for one session. After, I would say, over 10 years, I've probably seen 120 therapists. And Mike was the only one to actually get me feeling better in a half an hour, because that's all he had at the time was 30 minutes. And in 30 minutes, he figured out what was wrong with me. So he did a little prognosis, and then he did some treatment, and that was it. So then through our sessions, we got to talking, and Mike and I became like best friends now. So now let Mike expand on that.
Yeah, Mike, please do.
let's see. let's see. I don't know. Krishna probably said everything there. It's like, you know, we did become friends, and and I was seeing Krishna a couple of times a week, and to add any more to that, he pretty much explained everything. But I do want to add one more thing here about, I did have a client that I was seeing, and he was on vacation, and he had a stroke. So he was with his girlfriend up in Oregon, and she wound up flying back herself and then medevaced him back to Huntington Beach. So I wound up seeing him at his house, giving him treatment. Meanwhile, his girlfriend wound up hurting her back, lifting him out of bed. And this is before I get into this field, before I get into this bed. But now she's in a wheelchair. Now I'm treating both of them now at home. So if he would have had this bed here, that would eliminate that for her having an injury. So that's really firsthand information that I have on this could have really helped out. Sure. So, but that was way before I got the bed.
Now, so while we're talking about this bed, Krishna, can you bring it up? Can you share your screen and bring it up so that the viewers, now, for those that are listening, we're still going to talk about it. We're still going to describe it. But for the viewers that are watching on YouTube or on Facebook Live, they can see what we're talking about.
Sure. I'll share my screen here.
Okay.
Okay. Can you see that, Alan?
Yes. Yes, I can.
So this is quite a bit of information to take in, but it's our brochure, and it's also available on our website, freedomandliving.com. And as you can see, this is our bed, kind of a summary of what it does. And on this page here, you can see the three main positions where you can sleep, sit, and where it gently rises you to a standing position.
Let me share with you. I want to share with the audience, because Mike showed this to me. When Mike told me about this, I asked him to take me over to his office immediately. So I was so frustrated over what my mother had just gone through. She had just had her third brain operation, and each time they would put her in a convalescent home. And she had so much trouble with mobility that within a few days of when she was going to be released from the convalescent hospital, getting up out of the beds that they provide there, she got up, fell, and broke her hip. So she had to go back to the hospital, get another operation, this time on her hip, and then end up going back to the convalescent hospital. And the recovery was much longer for the hip than it was for the brain operation. And when Mike told me about this, and I thought, why don't they have these in every convalescent hospital? Now, you brought up, Mike, you brought up the point in regards to with the caretakers. You know, so it's not only just the person that needs to be there. And again, when I went there, I laid down in it and I saw how easy it was to press a button on a remote control and have it turn me and stand me up without any difficulty at all. So let's talk a little bit about what can people do to, I mean, obviously one would be to get one if they're dealing with somebody at home, but is, you know, who can we talk to start getting hospitals to recognize the value of this, or convalescent hospitals, or places where there's so much in need? Gentlemen?
So the, go ahead, Mike.
No, Krishna, I'd rather you,
okay.
Go ahead.
So Mike and I have a network of sales reps throughout the Southwest region and also the Midwest. They are working on getting in contact with the right folks in the convalescent centers, meaning at the corporate level. And we're working on the smaller, for lack of a better term, mom and pop homes as well, to just get the word out that this bed exists to not only help their clients, but also their employees working there, because, you know, this is essentially providing some sort of assistance for folks that need help getting their patient out of bed. So onto a wheelchair, onto a walker or something of that nature. So it is promoting safety at the workplace as well. So we are working aggressively in getting our information out there to the corporations and also the mom and pop outfits for the convalescent centers. But if you are listening, the easiest way to reach us is through our website. We have a contact form. Our phone number is on there. Feel free to call us anytime. And we'll, Mike or I or one of our reps will reach out to you right away.
Okay. So with all of the things that, I mean, there's lots of different things that I think there could be improvement in the area of mobility. What was the reasoning to go, okay, let's start with getting them out of bed? I mean, I think I know, but share with me your reasoning as to saying we're going to start with setting it up for a safe way to get them out of bed.
I would say most of the folks that have issues that I know that have issues getting out of bed or mobility are they want to do it on their own. For lack of a better term, to the point where, you know, it's their kind of like their right to get out of bed on their own. And they're adamant on it. So that's why I focused on something like this. And then I collaborated with Mike to ask him, because he obviously has a lot more experience than me. And he totally agreed. And that's why we started pushing for a better option, you know, and mm-hmm. That's the reason.
And Mike, what about you as it relates to either yourself or to your clients? Because my thought was that, you know, if you can't get out of bed, you know, there's all the other things that you could do from a mobility standpoint or from a therapy standpoint can't get done.
Absolutely, Alan. So I just got distracted there. I get this a message, so I get I'm on my iPhone here, and I get these messages here, and it's like distracting. So I can't really elaborate. I mean, Krishna covered everything there. So I mean, say okay. More than.
Well, for instance, you talk about that your personal ordeal, I think you said, was 4 years. How much different would that have been had you had something like this?
Well, it would have made first of all, I wouldn't have to depend on anybody feeding me or anything. I mean, it just, I could have got up and I could have gotten on my walker, because I'm able to get up and still not really walk around, but with the walker, I wouldn't have been able to get around a lot easier. Mm-hmm. You know, just to get out of bed, you know, I would have my crutches there, my walker, and I could have, it would have made my life a lot easier without getting somebody else involved. My wife was working full time. So with me, it would have been so much easier. I can't begin to tell you. It's been so long, but yeah, it seems like yesterday, and I know that if I would have had that bed, it would have been, life would have been easier.
All right. Well, I want to bring up some thoughts that I've had since you showed it to me. And obviously, you know, my instant thought was in regards to my mother, but also as a detective and somebody who's done a lot of investigations, like for insurance companies and such, but I've sat in on meetings with actuaries and insurance people making decisions about what they're going to cover, how long they're going to cover it, how much it's going to cost them. And it just seems like a no-brainer to me for the insurance companies to say, well, wait a minute, if we have something that that allows them to get up on their own, we don't have to pay necessarily for a caretaker to be there constantly. We don't have to, in my mother's case, they end up paying for an entirely additional operation and months of care afterwards because of the secondary injury that occurred. You know, so it just seems like for the claims people out there and such, if you don't know about this, check it out. I mean, this could be something that you could be helping on both ends. You're helping the people that you insure, but at the same time, I think you're going to end up saving money on the other end as well. Has there been any discussion about this, Krishna?
Well, I'd like to mention something. I called my insurance company.
Yeah.
And they told me that I would be covered if I couldn't get out of bed for some reason, stroke or whatever. This would be covered 100% about a doctor's prescription.
Excellent. So, Krishna, anything to add to that?
The first time we had a conversation, you and I, Alan, you mentioned something about the fall prevention. So we are working on that part as well, where, you know, this is a safety device for both the employee and the occupant. So this would be helpful to the facilities and the insurance, as you mentioned. So so we are working on that as well. And as Mike mentioned already, if once you do your due diligence with your insurance, it will be covered. So.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some of the features, because I know when you had that up on the screen, everybody might not have been able to read the whole thing, but also for those people that are listening to the show rather than viewing the show. So Krishna, if you can share some of the features of the EasyUp and why it's so successful.
Sure. So some of the features that we already mentioned is at a touch of a button, this bed will move you from a sleeping position into a sitting position, which I'll share my screen with you again so you can see that.
Okay. And while you're doing that, I was going to add that to me, the with the remote control, it made me think of at times when I have been where you have a remote control for a massage bed or a massage chair, so that you can just adjust everything that you need just by pressing a button. I thought that was great, that I didn't have to think, I didn't have to really look around to see, you know, it was really... I felt anyway, kind of well thought out in regards to standing me up. And again, it was a new experience, but it sure made a lot of sense.
Right. And then for those that would prefer the kind of the just a touch instead of a push button touch, we do have an app that comes with this bed. So you do not have to add any extra pressure on to your phone, as you know. To get the bed to move, you just touch the button on your screen, and then the bed will change position quite easily. So, and it's a very smooth and fluid motion. Also, something to mention here is these handlebars that you see on the sides, that's added for safety, but they're easily removable. And if you choose to keep them on, they can easily be rotated 90 degrees. And this bed here, or these pictures, only show one side of rotation, but the bed can be adjusted to fit any room, so it can be rotated to the other side if you needed to based on your room configuration. So, and
oh yeah, that makes sense. So it can go right or it can go left depending on the way that it's set up the room. Okay.
And then we have the under bed light, which is kind of neat, so that a caretaker or you'll know if the bed is moving. And also we have, in case you need it, we have USB charging ports on either side of the bed as well, on both sides of the bed, I should say. So
very nice. Very nice. And, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
And it's twin XL size, so it's, you don't have to get specialty sheets. Any sheets that are size twin XL will work with this bed. So.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break, but what we're talking about, folks, is managing safety. My guests are Mike McCormick and Krishna Ramjetan. And if you have a relative, if you have a friend, if you have somebody that is bedridden or is in need of a better mobility situation, contact them and connect them and see if they can listen to the next half of the show. So we're going to take a break, but we'll be right back. You're listening to Answers Network.
Founded over 30 years ago to meet the needs of families in crisis, West Shield has continually focused on resolving issues that negatively impact families and businesses. Our signature therapeutic transportation service helps to ensure that adolescents in crisis are safely transported to specialized schools, programs, and treatment centers with unsurpassed experience and success. We are supported by our full-service licensed investigation agency that has legally, professionally, and compassionately located hundreds of runaways and teens. We are experienced and qualified to help, offering solutions which may include referrals to our international network of top professionals in the fields of educational consulting, psychology, psychiatry, and investigations. Simply put, West Shield Adolescent Services and West Shield Investigations are the best solutions when your family is facing a personal crisis. Call 1-800-899-8585, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's 1-800-899-8585, or visit our website at westshield.com. Thank you.
And we're back. We're talking about safety and mobility, and we're talking about the Easy Up bed. And we have a question that's come in. And again, I want to thank those that take the time to send in questions and comments. This one reads, my mother has rheumatoid arthritis, and I worry about her falling constantly. She is a very small lady. She's 5'1". My question is, when the bed is moving into the standing position, will she slide down too quickly to get on her feet and maintain her balance? And this is from Aaron in Virginia. Gentlemen?
Yeah, so Aaron, if you go on our website, our model that we use is actually a similar height to your mom with rheumatoid arthritis. And the way this bed is set up, you will essentially never slide out because your hips are always tucked in to the bed. So even in the standing position, it's still slightly tucked in. So you won't ever slide out of the bed per se. So, and okay. And our website shows a good example of that.
So. Okay. And I would think that there's the same question might also be for somebody who's very tall. So let's say you now have somebody that's, a former professional athlete, that's 6'5".
So that's one of the reasons why we went with the twin XL size is because the twin XL was developed for universities, for college athletes, essentially for the taller athletes. And the center of where the hips fall and your buttocks fall, essentially, is centered so that, your legs won't ever flop over the bed in the sleeping or sitting position. I think it's up to 6'6", but I need to double check that it can accommodate. So So for those who are over 6'6", we might have some issues, but 6 foot or under, it'll work pretty well.
Okay. Let's talk about the comfort. I found it very comfortable. What sort of, is it memory foam? What is it that we're laying on when somebody's on the bed?
So yeah, there is a layer of memory foam. The point that your body is contact with is memory foam, so it's quite comfortable. And then we use a very high density foam underneath the memory foam to provide the support that you need from a bed, because if it's too soft, it's not good for your joints. So it's there's a lot of science and research that went into the makeup of the mattress for this bed. So it's very comfortable and supportive at the same time.
Okay. And Mike, how about what sort of feedback do you get from your patients? In fact, I think I remember when I talked with you, I think you said that you've actually, dozed off to sleep, taking naps on it.
Yes. Well, I'd like to mention one thing also. That I have one of these orthopedic beds that I spent like $2,000 for like 15 years ago. And recently, about 5 years ago, I had another bed because they guaranteed for 10 years. So anyways, I'm getting some remodeling done in my house. So I went up sleeping one night at the clinic here on this bed here. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, it was so comfortable sleeping on it all night. It was probably the best night's sleep I had. And I got a great bed at home, but something about this mattress, it was so comfortable. So I just wish I had a king size bed so my wife and I could sleep in it.
Well, Krishna, I think he's now suggesting what your next project should be.
I agree. Yeah.
All right. So, and we have another question that has come in. This one says, I work primarily with Alzheimer's and dementia patients, and I have a couple of questions. First, and I think you may have answered this, but what is the height of the easy bed from the top of the mattress to the floor, so that I can compare your product with what we have at my current client's residences? So let's answer that one, and then I'll read their next question as well.
Well, okay, the length of the bed is 80 inches.
Okay, which 80 inches.
All right, I have the dimension. So the mattress surface, the height of it is 26 inches. Okay. The length is, sorry, Mike, just a bit wrong. It's 89 inches, and the width is 38 inches.
Okay.
And the height to the top of the side rail is 35 inches.
Okay. And their second question is, I looked at your site, and I see the bed has bed rails. The FDA has some strict guidelines on these, and a few of my clients have reservations about their use. Can they be removed? And this is from Joanne in Texas.
Yeah, so the bed rails can easily be removed with a very large thumb screw. We made it that way. So some people have a preference at home to have the bed rails for, especially if they're buying it for their loved one. Mm-hmm. So that's why we've created it so that they can easily be put on or easily be removed. And like I mentioned already, through a quick release, it can easily be rotated to 90 degrees if they wanted to. So.
Okay. And do you have any statistics as it relates to them being used with seniors versus younger patients?
We do not.
Okay. And is there anything else like this on the market? In other words, is there essentially, is there competition, or is this something that is so new and unique that that there just isn't any?
It is relative to this market. It is fairly new, and there are a couple others on the market, but their price point is quite a bit higher than ours. The way that we set up our business is very limited overhead, and that way we can offer it to the market at a price that everyone can afford if they have to pay for it out of pocket. And our price includes delivery and white glove delivery service. So we'll make sure it's working before the bed is left behind. And it includes taxes. And so there's no like variation in our price. And if needed, we will replace one mattress within the first 5 years of ownership of this bed. So, So I mean, there is competition out there, but we offer a hassle-free option and very good support. Like when you call us, you'll be speaking to me or Mike or an engineer that can support you fully with this bed. And we do our best to keep our overhead down to keep the price to you for a good quality product somewhere where you can afford.
Yeah, I like that. Let's sort of walk through a situation. So let's say that that if we went back in time to where my mother was in the need of this right now, from the time in which I call or someone watching or listening calls, how soon are they going to get that bed delivered, let's say, in the United States and set up for them?
The worst case, 14 days, and the best case, 3 days. So if she was in Southern California, for example, it'd probably be about 4 days that she can have the bed installed. She can be trained on it, and she'll be happy with it. So
and if it's in Southern California, so Mike, are you the one that comes out and trains?
No.
Okay. So how do they get trained on it? I mean, is this?
We the person that's delivering the bed, doing the white glove service, is fully trained on the bed as well. So they will, because it'll be sort of impossible for Mike and I to go to every customer that wants the bed. So, yeah.
No, and I realized that. I just thought because it was Southern California, I thought maybe he covers a certain area. Like I said, my focus is just, how do we get this in convalescent homes? How do we get insurance companies to pay for it? I think that's going to make the difference. I know that from a mobility standpoint, that the, the electric scooters, that get people around now, the electric wheelchairs or whatever, that was something that got connected in such a way with government to the point that I guess insurance companies are paying for it or government's paying for it. My focus then becomes, okay, how do we help more people? And to me, that's what the show is about. How can we be an avenue that helps more people out there? Got a weird noise going on. So anything that you can think of that people can do? In other words, should we be contacting our Congress people or going to our insurance companies? What are some of the things that somebody can do? I know, for instance, we have quite a few judges that listen. We have quite a few teachers. We have quite a few people in the insurance industry that have listened or have responded and let us know what their thoughts were on things.
So something
if you talk right to them, what would you want them to do?
So something that I tried out and it seemed to work. I sent some hard copies of our brochures to my parents. who showed it to their doctors, which is an HMO network. And that they gave us some advice of what to do. So essentially, what I would suggest if is we can send you hard copies of the brochures if you ask us for it online. And then with that, you can show it to your doc, your primary care physician, or and just to get them familiar with the bed. And they my dad's doctor thought it was a great product right away, and he's willing to assist as much as possible with getting it further. So that's kind of the stage we're at right now. I've not had experience with the what you're saying, but I think it's the right way to go, which is get in contact with maybe your representative, local rep, and show them the bed, show them the brochure, the website, and you know, I'm sure they have loved ones that can benefit from this bed as well, and they would be on board with getting some sort of support from the insurance companies or federal agencies or state agencies, and they might need it themselves. So that's what I would say, is spread the word as much as you can. And I'm pretty sure sooner rather than later, you'll see this in the convalescence. So,
I like what you brought up from the standpoint of a politician whose own parents or own loved ones, are in need of something like this. Because as we know that, many of us are more motivated when the passion comes from, something that we need or that we want for our loved ones. So I like that idea. In fact, I think for the other thing would be is that there's probably a particular, in each state, there's going to be a committee that is headed up by a particular politician in each state. So you'll have it at the federal level and then at each state level. So there will be a committee that's focused on insurance or focused on medical assistance and things like that. So go to the chairperson of that committee and explain to them why this should be something that is that government is assisting or that government is requiring that the insurance companies get on board.
Well, I personally know what's on my to-do list. The next thing on my to-do list is, because obviously I was not thinking along those lines, but that's very good advice, Alan.
Well, good. And I hope that, again, that we have, I know that we have politicians that are listening, so don't make us all have to come to you. Be the one, be the one that brings this to the table, that when whatever other things that are going on the Senate floor, be the one that says, hey, I've got something that right now we have population wise, we have such a huge percentage that are baby boomers and that are getting to that age to where many of them are going to have mobility issues. Be the one that says, you know what, I'm going to put a bill together for this because I know that it's what we need and I'm focused on helping the people. I know it sounds a little crazy that right now we don't feel like the politicians are stepping up in that way, but I know that some of them are, and that's the thing. The ones that make it to TV oftentimes, are focused on other issues, but I know that there's a lot of really good people in government that are trying to do what's good for the people. And let's give them the coverage that they need so that they can make a difference for all of us. So, gentlemen, we've got about three more minutes, two to three more minutes. So share a little bit in regards to what last words you would like people to know. And again, the best way, give the website or whatever, the best way that people can get in touch or to get more information.
So just like you said, the website is a really good way. So it's freedominliving.com without the G at the end of living. And that's the best way to find information about the bed and see the bed in action. And this bed here is designed to, as we already mentioned, to gently put you into bed and to raise you out of bed. So it's a nice way to continue your independent living or your freedom in living, hence our company name. As we find out more about insurance, we will post it on our website and let you know, Alan. And we hope to be able to help you and or your loved ones continue their ability to live freely. So,
well, thank you to both of you. I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate you to bringing out a product like this. And as you get more information, yeah, let me know, and I'll try to get the information out to people as well. Or depending on what it is, if it's something that we really need to get to more people, maybe you come on as a guest co-host or something, and we'll bring it up at the beginning of another show or something. So, but gentlemen, anyway, thank you so much for not only coming on, but also for putting something out there that's making a positive difference in the lives of others.
Thank you.
All right. Now, for everybody out there, please be sure and be with us next week when we're going to have the author of the new book, Beware False Tigers, Strategies and Antidotes for an Age of Stress. And believe me, if all anybody has to do is look at the network news to know that we are having a lot of stress put on all of us. So check this one out. And visit our archives of past interviews at answers.network. And you could subscribe to the show through Apple Podcasts, through iHeartRadio, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, Rumble, Spreaker, and so many more. If you like what you hear or what you see, please leave a review. It'll help us reach more people. And I want you to know that it's greatly appreciated. We can only make a positive difference together. So, this is the way to do it. And it's not just my show. If you want any suggestions on other shows, let me know. There are so many great shows out there that are focusing on a very positive life and ways that we can make it better for all of us. So for everybody out there, be good human beings and be with us again next week on Answers Network.
You're listening to Answers Network with Alan Cardoza, only on LA Talk Radio.